Hi, well, we're still looking at Ephesians this week and considering how do we live out our lives with integrity in an ungodly society. And many in our culture today believe that Christianity is all about imposing rules and judgment on people for the things that they do. And sometimes actually they've got a point when we see the way some churches do exactly that. This morning what I want to do is consider how Paul approaches this issue, because he says something different and I want to suggest a different approach for us to mull over. When we read from Ephesians 5 verse 3, Paul lists a number of things that people do, things which are typically viewed as ungodly, and for good reason. And rather than telling the Ephesians to call the people out, he says to them that they must not live like that. In fact, he says there must not even be a hint of those things in their lives. I'm suggesting that Paul is not telling the Ephesians to impose their morality on others, but rather he's saying that the correct counter to verbal and lifestyle immorality is thanksgiving, which is verbal righteousness, and holiness, which is lifestyle righteousness. In other words, the counter to the bad use of something is not non-use or forbidden use, it is correct use. This is true for all actions and lifestyle choices we see around us, and not just those which Paul lists here. The best response a Christian can make to a wrong action or habit is not to heap judgment on it, but to live and model the godly alternative. Paul says, live out your life righteously with not even a hint of characteristics of those who live godless lives. He says, do not be partners with them. He says the same elsewhere in Corinthians, where he says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. The bottom line is, we're not to be like people who don't follow Jesus. And Jesus says much the same. He says to people, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? Our lives as Christians should be marked out with obedience to Jesus and living his way. And this will often mean living differently to people around you. And this means a couple of things. Firstly, Peter says that if we live like this, even those who accuse us of wrongdoing will not be able to miss our witness. He says, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. And secondly, a sobering thought here is that if we don't live this way, we leave ourselves wide open to an accusation of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is not about the way people live. It comes when people claim one set of standards and then live by a different set of standards. If we live righteously, we will not be vulnerable to that accusation. So, as an example, if you live or work in an environment where lying, deception and falsehood are the prevailing culture, the correct response is not to call out each and every falsehood. It is to refuse to get caught up in it and to live out truthfulness and integrity in the face of it. This will proclaim the gospel far more effectively than disapproval and judgment will. It will be noticed, and opportunities to proclaim he who is the way, the truth and the life will present themselves. I want to leave you this week with a verse to mull over as you seek to live out your life as a Christian in front of those who don't or who won't believe. And it comes from John chapter 3 and starts at verse 19, and it says this: light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it will be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Be encouraged. When you live out your life in integrity, people will see that you are living in the sight of God.